Violence, not politics, took center stage in Afghanistan today. Taliban gunmen attacked three Afghan government buildings in the capital, Kabul. At least 20 people were reported killed. There's a sense of insecurity throughout Afghanistan. Tensions are especially high in the southern city of Kandahar. That's the Taliban's historical base. Kandahar is also the home of Rangina Hamidi. She's a women's advocate and entrepreneur. Hamidi was born in Kandahar. When she was 3 years old, Russian troops invaded Afghanistan. Hamidi's family fled to neighboring Pakistan. She came to America at age 11 and grew up in Arlington, Virginia. But in 2001, Rangina Hamidi returned to Kandahar. She now runs a nonprofit embroidery cooperative there called Kandahar Treasure. She says many Afghans disapproved when she first arrived in the city, unaccompanied by family members.
Slowly, people started questioning, well, how am I living on my own? And how could my father have given me a permission to come back home and be by myself?
Were women questioning you more than men?
No, it was the men. The women were just in awe. They were seriously in awe of seeing a young woman unmarried at that time, and they couldn't believe that this was a reality.
There's kind of an extraordinary social dynamic at play here, and I'm wondering, when Americans think about Afghanistan, what are we not getting right? What don't we understand? What are the misconceptions?
I think the biggest misconception in America is that we want things to change overnight. With the quick lifestyle that has been created in America, time is important, time is an issue, and everything has to happen really quickly. Afghanistan is a very different and a very complicated society. You cannot expect the same change that you would expect in America. You know, many groups came in 2001 and afterwards expecting women to go out on the street, throw off the burqa, because that was the ultimate sign of freedom that they could have. But when you go and you sit and you live and you talk to the people on the ground, especially women in Kandahar, burqa is their last priority on the list of priorities. Mm. You know, they would rather have food on their table for their children to be able to know that they're not going to starve to death. And these are realities that will take time. You can't educate a whole society in a span of 3 months or, you know, 6 months. And that's the urgency that I feel in America that is always pushed on developing world. And I think that's why most of the time, unfortunately, we fail.
Business people usually don't like to talk about politics. And as a businesswoman in Kandahar, I assume you're not an exception. But we should say that your father is the mayor of Kandahar, and that's not an elected position. He's appointed by President Hamid Karzai. Does your father's job make it easier or harder for you to be an activist in Kandahar for women? I mean, because innately it is kind of a political position you hold.
It is, and I'm glad you brought this point up, because when my father was first going, I was actually the one who encouraged him.
And so, he was living in Arlington as well,
right? And
he
was living in Virginia very happily with his family. And he had the desire to go back and help his country. So I pushed him to make the decision to go. I was aware of the difficulties that may come up to me, but I've made it very clear with him on the ground that I don't make it very public that I'm his daughter. Of course, people know. People find out. It's a very small community.
I imagine, yeah.
And word of mouth is the best tool that people use to communicate. But keeping the distance from him and from his work and from his affairs, it has also showed the community a new form of governance in the country. Nepotism is a major, major activity of the entire country. And, you know, if you're a family member of an official in the government, you get away with it, pretty much anything. It's not as easy to create an uncorrupt society as it is to talk about it.
Talking about getting rid of corruption is a dangerous position to hold, though, even if you're talking about it. Change is one thing, but even just talking about it, because there are a lot of people out there who see the opportunity. Do you find it's a dangerous position to
absolutely
hold?
Absolutely. I actually, a lot of people tell me that I should fear for my father's life because there are insurgents there and there are, people who are against the government. My personal fear and my father's fear is not the insurgents, but it's people within the government who are so corrupt and who are so ready to do anything for the power, to keep their positions in the power. And it's really those agencies and those individuals that we're afraid of, not necessarily the insurgents on the ground.
We have, as you know, this new administration in Washington, and there's a lot of talk now about scaling back American expectations about what can be done in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he's less interested in nation building in Afghanistan. And I'd like to know from your perspective, as a businesswoman and a women's advocate, what do you think about the new line out of Washington?
Afghanistan is such a complicated society. America has been involved in Afghanistan for the past 7 years. We've recreated a history in that nation, whether we like it or not. And to try to just kind of brush it off and say, okay, well, 7 years we tried and we failed, and now we're going to go and just focus on the fighting aspect of it. Well, the fighting, the insecurity is clearly affiliated with the government and the corruption and the development issues. And you need to focus on the development and the political aspect of the country, because without these two, you're not going to have a stable Afghanistan in the near future or in the far future.
Rangina Hamidi runs a nonprofit embroidery cooperative in Afghanistan called Kandahar Treasure. There's a link to it at theworld.org. Rangina, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.